Graffiti of Leopoldstadt, Vienna, Austria. If you will it, then it is no dream. Theodor Herzl. In the 18th century, or over 100 years before Nazi incursion, the Jewish community of Vienna was as overtaken by the musical fever of Vienna as the rest of Europe. Jews and Christians of Vienna would flock to the main synagogue where classically trained choirs sang on Shabbat. Today, Vienna's Jewish life is vibrant and alive. It includes community centers, Jewish museums, yeshiva, and Jewish shops downtown inside the traditionally Jewish and colorful Leopoldstadt. In a place where 60 years ago, all but one lucky synagogue were destroyed and burned, the Jewish rebirth is nothing short of amazing. Home of the Zionist leader Theodor Herzl, Vienna was the epicenter of Jewish emancipation. An education as privileged the Jews enjoyed. These opportunities during a time of mistreatment elsewhere led to the creation of Israel's first leaders. Of course, among the Jews who lived in Vienna, one cannot forget Einstein, Freud, or Mahler. The Jewish work created in and thanks to Austria is known around the world in spite of pogroms and expulsions. Modern Jewish culture is back and thriving. One sign of Jewish life are the Hasidic families which roam Leopoldstadt, a colorful and eccentric square block along the river, named for the king that was one of the first in Europe to give Jews freedom, initiating Europe's Jewry Golden Age. The people in Vienna seemed orderly and law-abiding. Unlike unruly East Europeans, Viennese will wait their turn at a stoplight in spite of an empty street. Architecturally, they are as expressive and rule-abiding. The buildings of downtown are uniform in height and look, with very few deviating from the norm. That is with the exception of those designed by Hundertwasser, an Austrian Jew. He was an artist, philosopher, and architect. His buildings defy order and exude the quirkiness and creative spirit, something I suspect the Jewish population and to Austria.